Welcome back to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Nathan Ruggles today.
It's good to be here with you, Brittany. And we do want to thank the Teamsters as well as AppleTree MediaWorks. They're two of the organizations that support all of our programming here on the Union Edge.
And joining us right now, we've got one of our friends from USW's Next Gen program, Mark Simcoe, on the line. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
So for anyone who might not know, the Steelworkers have this really awesome program for us young people, and it's called USW Next Gen, for the next generation, because we are the next generation.
And, right.
So for anybody who might not know, what is it that you guys do, and how do you become a Next Gen member?
All right, so the Next Gen program was started for, it was basically a committee, hopefully to get into each individual local, and it's there to educate the younger and newer incoming members to the union. So, it's letting them know what we're here for, how we can help them, things that we can do, educate them, and just be there for them, for someone to talk to, especially if they're newer to the union and don't know too much about it.
Well, awesome. I love that you guys do this because of for someone who is, new to the union, maybe they didn't come from that union background, or maybe they didn't come from that union family. And you guys do a fantastic job. You really get out there to educate them, and not only just, show people like, hey, this is what it's like to be in a union, and like, here's your union family, but you guys get out into the community too.
Right. And that's the other part about the Next Gen committee. It's getting out in the community and educating the members of that community that the steelworkers are here. Not too many people know that the union's still around, so we let them know that, and not that we're just here to work and pass through the town, but we're here to help and do things for them as well.
Yeah, definitely. And what I really like here is I was talking with Connie Maven, who does some coordinating with this, and Connie was saying something you guys have recently done is you did an action in support of Dreamers at Toomey's Pittsburgh office, and you were doing some trainings and just some stuff to get, the next gen involved in the community and involved in big issues, like something like that.
Right, and that just happened this morning here in Pittsburgh. We did that action just maybe an hour ago. We were in Market Square. We marched up to Toomey's office, and we had not only steelworkers, but Latin organizations within our community here with us as well, speaking, educating the public on what the Dreamers are actually about, and things that we can do to help them, hopefully get this legislation passed through for them. So deportation, the worst possible option, will not happen.
And I guess we should probably say, for those listeners who don't know, so U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, right here, Republican here in Pennsylvania. So it's great to hear how you guys are getting out there in the community with this work and supporting causes. So for yourself, Mark, how did you personally first get involved with United Steelworkers Next Gen?
The Next Gen program, it was introduced into our local, but nothing was happening with it much. And the more I ended up hearing about it and seeing what the other locals were doing, I found it fascinating, not only just to talk to the new members, but I'm passionate about the community that I live in, not only the one I live in, but the one I work in and came from are both in the same. So it's that was probably the most important thing for me to, it was an avenue for me to use and a resource for me to use to get back out into those communities and make a difference.
And you mentioned the immigrant community you stood behind and stood with here just this morning. How else have you been out in the community? What other efforts have you done in the past? Or are you looking forward to here in the future?
In the past, we do something yearly with the community that we work in, which is Braddock, PA. It's a pretty run-down town. The last couple of years, the mayor and his wife, the Fettermans, have really revitalized the area. But one major thing we do down there is they have a free bike shop. And it was actually my daughter's idea to go around promoting the bike shop, asking for bikes, and we donate everything to the bike shop. And then that bike shop will refurb and make sure the bikes are in safe working conditions, and they give them back out to the kids, not only in that community, because it's so big now, pretty much all over Pittsburgh for absolutely no cost, no questions asked, and they come down there and get a free bike. Every kid should have a bike to ride for the summer, right?
Absolutely. I don't know. My summers would have been much less fun as a kid if I didn't have a bike. I can say that for certain.
That's one of the bigger things that we've done. And as far as the future, I mean, anything's possible. We like taking on any task, especially around the area we work in. So if there's anything out there that can be done and you can use some help, please contact me directly. I'd love to get involved, and especially, you know, with the children. It's something that I'm passionate about.
And what type of work now, that's what you're doing here locally, what type of things have you been hearing around the country that that Next Gen folks have been involved with?
As far as the other locals, I mean, they're just as busy. They're Next Gen is really gaining steam, or blew up, or however you want to say it, over the last couple of years because of Connie and the work that she puts into this program. And, I mean, there's USW sisters and brothers all over the country, Canada and Mexico, really doing some great things in their communities, whether it be raising money for shelters or collecting supplies to take down to the recent hurricane victims in Texas and Florida. We did a lot of work with last year's catastrophe in Louisiana. So there's stuff happening everywhere, and it's not just there. We did stuff for Louisiana last year that we stopped in four other states on the way to there because we had locals that were willing to participate. So it's not just people in PA doing stuff in PA. Damn near the whole, you know, country is chipping in and helping each other, and it's pretty amazing. And it's all thanks to Connie.
I know, and that's what I love about this is that you guys all get so involved, and you're so much of you. I mean, you get into the community, but you also reach beyond the community, like that, where you're stopping in other states just along the way because, you know, you're en route to go and help others. And, you know, why not stop, get some help from other people to bring to those individuals that need it as you're going, just because it takes someone with a big heart to do that. And it's really great that you guys do that because of it. It just helps the community learn more about, you know, what we do and how we want to get involved. And it's not just about us. It's about us giving back to the community.
It absolutely is.
And I think, you know, it's unfortunate. I think sometimes these things fly under the radar a bit in terms of how involved union members and organizations are involved in the community. So it's great to that we can talk to you today about the great work you're doing. And I definitely hear a lot of pride in your voice, Mark. In terms of the work you're doing.
I love this
Well,
stuff.
You should be. You guys have done a lot of great things in the community. And we've only got about a minute or so here left. But before we go, if you could, you know, give someone like a quick elevator pitch of why they should join Next Gen if they're new to the steelworkers, what would you tell them?
One, they'll be able to educate the newer members coming in after them. We're not going to be here forever. They are our future, and they should know what's going on with the union and what it takes to run the union, for one, and most important. And then, two, I mean, there's nothing better than getting out in the community. My passion is with the children and helping as much as I can, and I hope at least one member sees that. And if they can do it when I'm done and gone and, you know, retired, and then I've done my job. I'm happy with educating one person enough to get out there and make a difference, and hopefully they can pass that on to one person.
Awesome. Well, I think that is a fantastic mission, and I love that is your passion in life because of it is just, it's uplifting to hear someone so positive. It really is.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Mark. I know you're very busy running around. You've got lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, today was busy, but it was a good busy, and it was worth every second of it.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you joining us today.
And thank you for having me.
Of course, guys. That was Mark Simcoe. He's with the USW Next Gen. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman. Man, I was so good about not slipping up on that today. Guys, I'm hanging out with Nathan. Angela's on vacation. But you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.